Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and introducing the first ever Uncommon Economic Indicators video contest. We want your short videos, about a minute, maybe two, showing an uncommon economic indicator in your neighborhood. The best videos will get a screening before a live audience at WNYC's Jerome L. Green Performance Space, and our grand prize winner will get a screening at a rooftop films event in Brooklyn. So go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to see how to enter the first ever Uncommon Economic Indicators video contest. And with us right now is one of the judges for the contest who, as it happens, recently posted a video to our site, which actually led us to recruit him as a judge. And this is not the first thing you'd probably think of as an economic indicator. It is truly uncommon. You have probably been to a party, a concert, or a conference where you received some swag. Now, according to the Urban Dictionary, swag is a Middle English word for loot. But now, these days, it can be any branded merchandise given out for free as promotion. Usually it's little trinkets, sometimes it's clothing. Even the giveaway items at baseball games could be considered swag, bobblehead dolls, and the like. So it turns out there is someone making it his job to watch the quantity and quality of all this swag. Nick Layton reports for Plum TV, a media channel focused on the lives and styles of the wealthy people who play in Aspen, the Hamptons, Nantucket, and other beautiful places. He recently posted his video about gift bags to your uncommon economic indicators at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and you can see it right there. Nick Layton, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks so much.
And first up, here is a short clip from your video about the economy and gift bags.
Depending on how good a gift bag is, it's really an economic indicator, I think. By following the gift bag index, I think it's more accurate than any of the other indices we may have today. Certainly more accurate than the Dow. So I think if you followed the gift bag, you would have made some smart investment choices. You know, I know Bernie Madoff never gave any gift bags to anybody. What does that tell you?
Well, what does that tell you? What does that tell us?
That tells us that gift bags are important to society.
You have a gift bag index.
Yes, absolutely. So the gift bag index, I guess, is really something we should follow more closely. I think people think it's just something you take home, but it's so much more.
So much more.
So
I
much
noticed
more.
A gift bag slowdown. Oh, you wrote this on the Uncommon Economic Indicators page that you've noticed a gift bag slowdown since late 2007. And the number of events like charity benefits and movie premieres giving out swag, as well as the quality of the swag, dropped to, by your rating, near zero this spring, particularly during Fashion Week?
It's true, yeah. We got a little nervous with the index last summer. And then you had Fashion Week in September in 08. It was a little touch and go. You got some stuff, but it wasn't very good. And then you had Lehman Brothers in October, and then it was over. It's all over.
That's it. Now, yeah. Reporting on the parties of the rich and famous as you do, tell us from your insider's view, how is the recession affecting what's in swag bags? Are there common swag bag items that come and go, you know, with fashion, if you will?
Well, cosmetic products are big. Moisturizer. I will never have to buy moisturizer again, ever. But because of the way the marketing budgets get allocated, all of those kind of got allocated in January. So for the summer, it's be interesting to see what happens in terms of gift bags for events, because all of that money has already been allocated or just doesn't exist anymore.
Should we take some phone calls from people with the best and worst swag bags?
Sure.
You've ever gotten?
Sure.
People, you know, we know this is not the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but this is one indicator of what's out there. And Nick claims it's important. But we want to know, what's the best and worst swag bag you've ever gotten at an event of any kind? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Is there stuff you keep? Is there stuff you throw away? Is there stuff that you just give it right back to that poor usher at the door who's only doing their job? They're probably even volunteering, but you're saying, I'm not taking home this junk. You, 212-433-WNYC or 433-9692. So, Nick, you actually do swag bag reviews, right?
We do, yes. It's a recurring segment on Plum TV. Yeah. So we go to events and parties, and that's a key part of the experience. It's the liquor. It's who's there. But then the gift bag is like dessert. It's the last taste of an event, and it's what you're going to remember. You may not remember anything else except for whatever they gave you on the way out.
Yeah. Now, we have put together a little WNYC swag bag that will be a prize for the runner-up in our Uncommon Economic Videos contest.
And if the winner is unable to fulfill their duties, then
that's right. Then the swag bag will be passed along. No, the winner will get their film screened at a rooftop films event. The second place winner will get the swag bag. So we are, you know, cringing a little bit, but we realize if we have you on here, we have to submit our swag bag to a Nick Layton review.
All right, so I'll be kind. Well, I think the first thing to note is that this is a canvas bag. So that's very key. Maybe a lot of people overlook the bag itself, which is the carapace of the experience. So you have a nice canvas thing, and this is some sort of commemorative 30 issues in 30 days
bag. This is our
bag.
Yes, and from last fall's presidential election, but actually we'll be giving out the same bag this fall when we do 30 issues in 30 days for the mayoral race.
There's always issues, aren't there?
And the New Jersey gubernial race. We have issues.
So I do like that it's a tote bag, which is kind of a public radio staple. I mean, you've been giving out these since the 70s. So when I think pledge drive, I think tote bag. So I like that you're keeping it classic with this. So far, so good.
And I like that bag because it's a canvas bag that
one
you can
has
actually,
your name all over it.
It has my name. That's
so
one reason to like it.
Jesus,
it says 30 issues in 30 days, The Brian Lehrer Show. And you can take it to the grocery store and you don't have to use a plastic bag.
Okay. Well, speaking of which, in the bag, you have the Not for Tourist Guide, which is good and handy. And so I know now that in your neighborhood, there's a Sea Town on Broadway and 207th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Do you shop there?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good item because I think a key thing for gift bags is utility. People want things they can use. And the number one complaint I get from people is getting stuff that they don't want or can't use or can't regift or give away. So that's a good item.
So you like the Not for Tourist Guide in the swag bag. That's good.
Are you giving these away for the pledge drive?
We are. No, not this pledge drive.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Then if they should submit a video and maybe they'll get it. Then the Zagat survey also has high utility. Umbrella, is this branded?
That is a brand new WNYC. This is the controversial redesign of the umbrella.
What's
which
controversial
used to, well, it used to be red. You know, the WNYC colors are red and black.
Okay.
And we used to have a red umbrella with a black logo. Now we have a black umbrella
so
with
do
a red
get
logo.
So you hate mail about this now?
You know, it's kind of more of an internal struggle. You should have seen the board meetings.
People, get over it. Okay, well, this is nice. I like the new design. I don't care about the other one. Oh, and the last item, T-shirt.
Oh, T-shirt.
Brian.
It's a WNYC Brian. Softball jersey.
But T-shirts, you will never get the sizing right. You will never get the sizing
You're
right.
You're against T-shirts.
I'm against T-shirts if I can't exchange it for my size.
Doesn't everybody wear extra large?
No. Actually, the T-shirt I'm wearing came from a gift bag from a Ralph Lauren event.
Uh-huh.
And there was a card in it that you could go to the Ralph Lauren store in East Hampton and exchange it for your size. That's the way to do T-shirts if you're going to do
that. That's the way to do T-shirts.
But is there a softball team?
There is a softball team, and this is a replica. It doesn't have a number on the back like the actual players on the team, which, by the way, defeated DC Comics last night 11-10 in 11 innings and are 4-0 on the season.
Are you on the team?
Of course. But and went 3-4, but we won't talk about that. Otherwise it's completely
What's your number?
Like my number is 30.
Okay, so if I wanted to be you, I would get a little appliqué and put it on the back of this.
There you go.
So no, this is a good gift bag because it's thematic at least. And there's nothing in it that's super extraneous. And there's no paperwork. There's no coupons. So I give this is a solid B+.
That's a decent swag.
There's no
bag.
Liquor in it, which maybe there's something you should look into. And a full-size product, like 750 milliliters of something good.
Okay. Now, a few people are calling in to talk about their best, worst, or most unusual swag bag ever. Cody in Woodbridge, you're on WNYC. Hi, Cody.
How are you doing?
Good. You got a swag bag where?
Well, it was a military expo demonstration, and they were giving away free stuff, but kind of a big thing was that they were doing somewhat kind of giveaways of guns and gun parts.
Wow.
So that was...
Did you have to submit yourself to a Brady background check in order to get the swag bag out the door?
Of course. They still had, they were still doing the full background check, but there was two or three manufacturers that were doing demonstrations, and then you could auction or win the gun.
Okay, Cody, thank you very much. That was really unusual.
Yeah, I can honestly say I've never gotten ammo in a gift bag.
Not yet. Joe in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, I have to speak to swag bag greed. I work across the street from Manhattan Mini Storage, where the Guinness and Jose Cuervo people, I guess, keep storage of all their swag. And every once in a while, they put a dumpster out front, and they clear out their storage, and they dump all their swag that they don't want. So when they do this, they usually grab 5-6 bags, their duffel bags, and they're filled with visors and extra large T-shirts, bottle openers, and things that I have a lot of them, but I don't know what to do with them anymore.
So, Nick, that's the next step. After the review, what can he do with the swag that's sitting around?
eBay. Or friends. I mean, there's always that birthday. There's always that Mother's Day. And you never know. You know, Mom might like a Guinness beer opener.
Joe, thank you very much. Good luck. And David in Brooklyn definitely has a swag bag as economic indicator comment to make here. Hi, David.
Yeah, hi. I got a question for Nick. If the swag bag budgets are determined in January for the year, at least up to the summer, then how are they up-to-date economic indicators?
Well, that's a good point, and that's the flaw in my plan. You wouldn't really want to invest according to the gift bag index. But a lot of companies do have rolling fiscal years, so it's not always about January. And some more responsible events already plan their gift bags a year in advance.
It just makes the gift bags, what they call on Wall Street, a lagging indicator.
Yeah, exactly.
It's no less of an indicator. It's just a lagging indicator rather than a leading indicator. David, thank you for your call. So again, folks, you can see Nick Layton's Uncommon Economic Indicators video about swag bags as an economic indicator in these times at WNYC. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and you can enter the first ever Uncommon Economic Indicators video contest, for which Nick will be one of the judges. We want your short videos showing an uncommon economic indicator in your neighborhood. It can be much more serious than swag bags, or it can be fun. The best videos will get a screening before a live audience at WNYC's Jerome L. Green Performance Space. And then our grand prize winner, as I said, will get a screening at a rooftop films event in Brooklyn. The runner-up will get the WNYC swag bag. Now, as someone who makes videos, Nick, do you want to give our listeners any tips for making this cool 1 to 2 minute video?
Sure. I mean, I think the first is to remember you're telling a story. So tell a story and make it short. There's no need for this to be more than like 90 seconds or 2 minutes, right?
Right. In fact, that's the rule.
That's the rule. Oh, even better. So
you
can definitely tell this story in a short amount of time. But also, you could use almost anything to do it. Like, most digital cameras have that little movie mode, which I always hit by accident. So you can actually use that to make this. And if you don't have lights and equipment, just do it outside with nice natural light. And then if you're going to edit it, and you don't necessarily have to edit, right? You could just do it in one take.
It could be a great just stretch of footage that you shoot.
Yeah.
That really shows something if it tells a story and is newsworthy, and then upload it.
But if you do edit, don't play with the filters in Final Cut Pro. There's that tendency to like put all the filters, all the different wipes. Like, this is not that project. Just tell the story. Content is king here.
All right. Content is king. Enter the first ever Uncommon Economic Indicators video contest. We want your short videos up to 2 minutes showing an uncommon economic indicator in your neighborhood. We will play some audio from them. And, of course, they'll be up to see the full videos of all of them on our site at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And Nick Layton will be back later in the month as a judge. Nick, this has been great. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. It was great to be here.
I feel now like an educated consumer of swag.
So save it all.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.